Welcome back. Today we're building a proper dub siren in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, and we're building it specifically as a jungle and old school DNB riser tool, not a cinematic sweep, not some EDM uplifter. This is that sound system, phrase glue, something's about to happen energy that sits above breaks and rolling bass at 170+. This one's intermediate because we're not just making a sound. We're making a playable rack with macros that you can automate quickly in an arrangement. And we're going to talk about how to keep it out of the way of your snare and low end while still feeling B. Alright, set your tempo to 172 BPM or whatever your track is. Make a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren. You'll be automating this a lot, so give it a loud color so your eyes find it instantly when the arrangement gets busy. Now for the core oscillator. Drop operator onto the track. Keep the algorithm simple, just oscillator A. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Starting clean is important, because it gives you a solid fundamental, and then we'll choose where the dirt and character comes from, instead of starting with a messy waveform and fighting it later. Here's the first big dub siren move, pitch envelope. In operator, enable the pitch envelope and set the amount to plus 24 semitones. That's 2 octaves. That's the classic whoop. Then set the decay somewhere between about 400 and 900 milliseconds. If you go shorter, it becomes a stabby signal hit. If you go longer, it starts behaving like a mini riser, and it'll feel more like it's pulling you into the next phrase. If you have a curve control, aim for something that rises fast at the start and then eases out. Real sirens often feel like they grab quickly and then coast. Now shape the loudness. On operator's amp envelope for oscillator A, set a tiny attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Set sustain very low or all the way down, and release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. What we're building is more hit and bloom than hold forever. In jungle, that's usually the pocket. It speaks, it echoes, then it gets out of the way. At this point, play and hold a note around C3 and you'll hear the pitch rise and fall. Cool, but it's still too clean, so let's add the wobble. Back in operator, use the LFO for vibrato. Set the LFO destination to pitch, and set the rate around 5 to 7.5 Hz. That's classic vibrato speed. Then set amount gently at first, maybe in the 10 to 25 range. You want it audible, but not like a cartoon. The secret sauce is LFO delay. Set delay around 100 to 250 milliseconds. That way the note starts clean, the whoop reads clearly, and then the vibrato arrives like a performer leaning into it. Now, real dub sirens also drift. That's low, mechanical instability. Operator has one LFO, so we'll do the deeper movement later with filtering, clip envelopes, or extra modulation devices. For now, we've got the fast wobble. Next, grit. Old school sirens don't live in a sterile world. They hit preamps, speakers, and whatever box is in the chain. So add distortion after operator. If you're on Live 12 and you want modern control, drop roar after operator. Pick a style like tube or OD, and start with drive around 15 to 30%. Don't go for destroyed yet. You just want it to start speaking with teeth. If you'd rather keep it classic and light on CPU, use saturator instead. Drive around 4 to 10 dB, turn on soft clip, choose a character curve like an analog clip style, and then pull the output down so the level doesn't jump. Quick teacher note. Always level match when you add distortion, because louder will always sound better in the moment, and you'll accidentally distort just because it got louder, not because it got better. Now we turn it into jungle with filtering. Drop auto filter after your distortion. Pick a low pass 24 dB filter for classic sweep behavior, or band pass 12 dB if you want more of that PA horn siren vibe. Start cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3 kHz. Add resonance around 25 to 45%. If you crank resonance too far, it'll sound amazing solo and painful in a full mix. So keep it musical. Now switch on auto filters LFO. Sync it to tempo. Set rate to 1/8 note for more energy or 1/4 note for a slower classic sway. Amount somewhere around 10 to 30% to start. Keep phase at 0 degrees so it's mono movement, because we want solid center energy in a DNB mix. Then adjust offset so the LFO swings around your sweet spot rather than opening into brittle highs or closing into dull mids. At this stage, you should be hearing that classic moving horn vibe. And now we give it the most important thing, dub space. Add echo next. Echo is the throw engine. Set the time to a dotted eighth, so 1/8 dotted, or try 1/4 for slower, heavier repeats. Feedback around 35 to 65%. But keep in mind we're going to automate this, so you're choosing a safe starting point, not a final answer. Inside Echo, set the filters. High pass around 200 to 400 HC so the repeats don't carry low-end mod, and low pass around 4 to 7 KHC so the echoes don't hiss all over your hats and snares. Add a little modulation, like 5 to 15%, and if there's noise or wobble, keep it subtle. The goal is tape-ish, not broken cassette. Set dry slash wet around 15 to 35% for regular use, and we'll spike it for fills. After echo, add reverb. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the initial siren hit stays clear. Low cut around 250 to 500 HE. High cut around 6 to 10 KHE. Dry slash wet in the 8 to 20% range. This is background glue, not a giant hall swallowing your drop. Now we're going to turn this into an instrument you can actually perform and automate. Select operator, your distortion, auto filter, echo and reverb and group them into an instrument rack. Command or Control G. Now map macros. Don't just map everything and leave it wide open. Macro ranges matter more than the assignment. You want every macro position to sound usable, so you can ride it live or automate quickly without it going from perfect to ruined in 2 millimeters of movement. Here's a solid 8 macro layout. Macro 1. Pitch envelope amount and operator. Set the macro range roughly from plus 12 semitones up to plus 36. That gives you everything from subtle whoop to outrageous siren rise, but not a useless extreme. Macro 2. Pitch envelope decay. Range around 200 milliseconds up to about 1.2 seconds. Macro 3. Vibrato amount. Range from about 5 up to 30. Macro 4. Filter cutoff on auto filter. Don't give it 80 HC to 18 KHC unless you really want chaos. If it sounds best between, say, 900 HC and 6 KHC, set that as your macro range. Macro 5. Filter LFO amount. Range 0 to around 40%. Macro 6. Dirt. Map it to roar drive or saturator drive. Subtle to mean. Macro 7. Echo throw. You can map dry slash wet from about 10 to 55%, or map feedback from 25 to 75%. If you choose feedback, be careful. It's way easier to lose control. A good hybrid move is to map feedback and dry slash wet separately later, but for now pick one and learn it deeply. Macro 8. Space. Map reverb dry slash wet from around 5 to 25%. Now let's talk automation like a producer, not like a sound designer. A classic DDNB build. 8 bars before the drop. Bars 1 through 4. Keep echo throw low and cut off somewhere mid. Bars 5 through 8. Ramp pitch envelope amount up. Open the filter cutoff and increase dirt just a little. Then the signature dub move. In the last half bar before the drop, slam the echo throw up, let it splash, and then hard cut it right on the drop. That echo slam then cut is everything. It creates anticipation and then leaves space for the kick and the first snare to hit like a truck. Here's a pro detail that makes the throw behave more like hardware. Instead of only pushing echo dry slash wet, automate feedback upward while automating the input gain or the device output slightly downward. The repeats bloom, but the initial hit doesn't rip your face off. That's a very real, very sound system behavior. Now MIDI patterning. Dub sirens are most powerful when they're not constant. Use them as phrase markers. Idea 1. Single signal hits. Put one note every 2 bars, and make the note length half a bar to a full bar so the pitch envelope has time to play out. Idea 2. Call and response. Think two-tone. Bar 1. A long C3. Bar 2. A short G2. Bar 3. Long C3 again. Bar 4. Short D3. You're mimicking that two-tone box feel. And here's an extra coach note. Tune your two-tone to your track key so it sounds intentional. In a minor key, root plus flat 7 is peak jungle tension, like D and C in D minor. Or use root plus fifth, like D and A, which feels more stable and sound system. Place those notes at the edges of phrases, like bar 1 and bar 9 moments, so the siren feels like it's announcing sections, not randomly noodling. Idea 3. Drop teaser. In the last bar before the drop, repeat shorter notes, like eighths or sixteenths, while you open the filter and increase echo throw. That creates that live, hyped-up chatter without needing a giant riser. Now let's place it in the mix, because sirens can ruin a mix fast if you let them. At the end of the chain, at EQ 8, high pass the siren around 150 to 300 HC with a 24 dB slope. This is non-negotiable in DNB. If your siren has low end, it will fight your rolling bass and it will steal headroom from your kick. If it's harsh, do a narrow cut somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 KHC. And another very practical move. Keep the siren out of the snare crack space. often that's around 1.8 to 2.5 kHz. You can even automate a dip of 2 to 5 dB during the busiest snare moments, like bar 7 and 8 of your build, then release it when the snare opens up. That way the snare stays punchy without you having to turn the siren down. After EQ, add utility. If the reverb is making the siren feel too wide and it's smearing your mix, reduce width to around 80 to 100%. And if you want safety, add a limiter at the end, gently, just catching spikes. Don't crush it. You want it dynamic so the throw moments actually feel bigger. Now a couple common mistakes to avoid as you're dialing this in. First, too much low end. High pass it, always. Second, leaving echo feedback high into the drop. That's instant Mod City. Automate it down before impact. Third, over-resonant filtering. If you're wincing when the snare hits, it's probably the filter resonance screaming in the same band. Fourth, no envelope shaping. If your siren just turns on like a sustained synth, it won't feel like a siren. The pitch envelope is the identity. And if you hear clicks at the start of notes, increase that amp attack a bit. 5 to 20 milliseconds usually fixes it.